It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are holding their biggest and best deal yet. Get this. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV, and they will double the value. That's like getting your RV for 50% off. Contact Mark for all the information. You could get him at GoPSURV.com or call him at 800-519-8467. This offer ends on December 31st. We're joined by Ross Tucker. Mr. Ross, how the heck are you?
I am doing fantastic. That's a great deal, by the way.
Yeah,
I was like, from my dude Mark over at GoPSURV. I like it.
You got a chance to stay there. I was there, once or twice.
Yes.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It's very, very cool. Very convenient.
Yes. I got I got to give credit to our buddy Dustin for this, who stayed there for the last game. He called it, essentially, it's a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a football game. Isn't that great?
That's the perfect way to describe it.
Is it?
I agree.
I shouldn't have given Dustin the credit. Anyway, Ross, Andrew P. Shea is still here. I'm Jim Galante sitting in for Bob. For quarter number two, Tucker's Tape, we are going to look into the career and future of Mr. Tommy Stevens. And a little bit of background. This came up last week, Ross. You were doing your review of the Maryland game, and you were saying everything was a repeat, and one of the things was Tommy Stevens comes in the game, something bad happened. This time it was an interception on Trace was trying to go to...
To him.
And there was miscommunication. They weren't on the same page. And you challenged our buddy Steve Johnson to go back and look for throughout the season and see what Tommy Stevens coming in the line position and what it meant. And Steve, if he still has a job, we hope is the case. But he went back, did the search, and we hold in our hand the information. Ross, what does it tell you?
So first of all, Steve is unbelievable.
Isn't he?
Okay. And, you know, Steve, I was joking, dude. Now you make me feel bad when you actually went and do it. Did it.
Just as an aside, he got back to me. He said he was out of town last week. He was on vacation and he came back and he laughed about it, but he said, well, I'll let you know when I go back to work if I still have a job.
Funny, man. Does he still have a job?
I haven't heard from him since. Is that good or bad?
Good. I think he'd probably hear.
No news is good news.
Okay. Anymore. He's been unbelievable, though. It is interesting. So Ohio State, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Maryland are when they used it. Now, what I don't understand here is I don't see the interception on here. Yeah, did you? Did I miss it?
There was...
against Michigan?
No, against Maryland. He just put it in as an incompletion. I think that's it there.
All right. Well, it was worse. It was an interception, which makes a difference. So here's the total, all right? 130 yards, one touchdown, one turnover. Now, there's got to be more than one turnover, right? He's not counting when, like, Tommy Stevens was at quarterback.
Right, when they had that problem.
Only when he and Trace were both on the field at the same time.
Right.
Because the one fumbled is Miles Sanders. Tommy was just the quarterback for that
play. Correct.
That was Wisconsin game, correct?
Yeah, I would think these are direct turnovers.
And this is what I found interesting. And if you look at that total of 130 yards, the 70 yards of it were on two scrambles by Trace McSorley. And the only really big positive play was the touchdown pass from Tommy to Freiermuth in the Indiana game. Other than that, there was nothing really positive directly attributed to Tommy from the line position.
So, okay, let me go back to that. Refresh my memory on that play.
That was...
Trace handed off to Stevens, who then threw it? I'm trying to remember that play. The touchdown pass to Fryer.
I believe that's the way
Believe...
Yeah, it was Trace was in as the quarterback.
Yeah, Trace started at the quarterback, And I think Tommy started in the slot and then adjusted to the back. They were in an empty set. Then Tommy moved in next to him. They gave it to Tommy, and then he threw the touchdown.
So here's the thing. I'll give the broader strokes here. 17 separate drives. 3 ended with a touchdown. 6 ended in field goals. 2 ended in turnovers. 6 ended in punts. But more specifically, 27 total snaps of the Lion position, which will not be around next year, for a 4.8 yard average, which sounds pretty good, right? 4.8 yard average. It's not bad. Trace McSorley had a 44-yard run against Indiana. He had a 37-yard run, to your point, Jim, against Indiana on a scramble, and the 24-yard touchdown from Stevens to Freiermuth. So when Tommy was back in his home state, Indiana, the Lion was freaking flying. The Lion was awesome. Other than that, it was almost terrible. I mean, you look at the other plays – negative 2 yards, negative 1 yards, negative 13 yards, negative 3 yards. They had negative 17 yards with the Lion against Ohio State. That might have been the difference in the game.
They had minus 10 yards against Wisconsin in the Lion.
Minus 10 yards against Wisconsin in the Lion. 6 yards against Michigan on 2 plays. Iowa, 18 yards. I mean, let's be honest. It was only effective against Indiana. Other than that, it was, in my mind, a total failure.
All right. Well, here's my question. Was it ineffective because they didn't use it very well? It could have been. And also, remember, Tommy was hurt at the beginning of the season. So when we talk about that interception where there was miscommunication between Trace and Tommy, could some of that be attributed to all the time that Tommy was out? He was out some in the spring. He was out some in August. He was out the first couple games. Could that have made the difference also?
Not in the last game of the year. No. I mean, he was there. He's been playing for 6 weeks. They had to have run the play at least a couple times in practice that week to run it in the game. So, no. Jim, you're trying to give him an excuse. You're trying to make it feel better. No. No, it's bad.
I'm just giving the other side of the argument, Ross, and allowing you the opportunity to explain why that is totally wrong. What do you think, Andy?
I think it ended up being forced. It was something that ended up consistently looking forced. I think the fact that they couldn't really work on it through spring and in fall as much might have played a small factor in it, but I think Ross is right at the end of the year. But, I mean, he said it himself. It was obvious when he came on the field that what they were going to do. He knew that when he was asked about it. He knew that. So it was forced. And I'll be honest with you, with an offense built around Trace McSorley, do you think Trace was ever comfortable with it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think he minded. But
I don't think he minded it. I don't think it bothered him. And it just the problem with stuff like that is, for it to work, you have to put a lot of time into it, right? You can't just like, hey, let's just run a play. Just put Tommy in there and run a play. You got to actually work on it, and I don't know. We're not there to know how much time they really put into it and really worked on it. We weren't there.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment is brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV experience. All right. Well, let's move forward from the line position a bit and talk about Tommy Stevens and his career with Penn State. He had the opportunity this year to transfer. I believe you're on record, Ross, as saying before the season, if you were advising him, you would have told him?
Well, probably to transfer, but it all depends on what options he had. You know what I mean? And what they were telling him. Because he wouldn't have been transferring for the spring. So to go somewhere in the fall and have to compete for a job, that's not easy. I don't know what options were available to him. Had he graduated?
At the time he was considered transfer, no. But he has graduated now.
I think he graduated in May.
Yeah.
So he could have, just like you said, he could not have been somewhere out of spring. But
he could have been a grad transfer in like 2 years.
Right.
Okay. I think that if he had a really good opportunity, Jim, he would have taken it.
I agree.
I don't think he wanted to go unless it was probably a Power 5 school that was saying, you are the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because if you go somewhere even to compete, how does that help you?
Yeah.
Plus the fact that he was already dealing with an injured foot, right?
That might have been the difference,
that
too.
That might have been the difference.
Because
this injury in spring.
You can't compete if you can't make the club in the tub, as they say. That might have been the difference as well.
Oh, that's a cool phrase. I never heard that before.
Can't make the club in the tub.
Well, I think the perfect scenario would have been if Joe Moore had needed a quarterback down at Mississippi State.
That would have been perfect, but he didn't.
He did not.
But he might for next year. But I don't think Stevens is transferring now. He's waited too long to be the guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think we're heading to the same direction. Next year, and I don't want to use the word guaranteed, but he's got to be considered or has always been considered the favorite going into next season to take over. Or is he with Sean Clifford there?
He's definitely the favorite. Definitely his job to lose. I would just say, based on what we've seen, I think it should be an open competition. I don't think he should just be handed it.
I could not agree more. And I think we learned that 3 years ago, despite, you know, the belief that, well, Trace McSorley is going to be the starting quarterback for Penn State. And he did, and he won the job. I kind of get the impression looking back now that that was a more open and tight competition than we knew at the time or believed at the time. Even though we took James for his word, like, it is a competition. Yeah, right. Okay, James, Trace is going to be your starter. And that's the way it played out. I think this is an open competition. I think Tommy's got his hands full with Sean Clifford. I really do. I still think he is the leader in the clubhouse, but he does not have a comfortable lead. That's just my thought.
Well, you know, the perfect solution to this, of course, is make Sean Clifford the starting quarterback and use Tommy as the lion.
You know, and you know what? Clifford moves well enough. He wouldn't be the lion, but if they want, they're not going to do that. I think it's going to be a real competition. I think it's Stephen's job to lose, but I think if he struggled early in the season, I don't think there'd be a whole lot of hesitation. Because there's a lot of value in having a quarterback for several years as opposed to just the fifth year of Tommy.
And you know how much Tommy likes to run the ball, which means he's going to get hit, and he already has an injury history.
Yeah.
So we might be seeing Sean
Maybe
Clifford
the 240-pound guy isn't like Trace McSorley.
Perhaps not. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick with us. Ask Ross is coming up.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.